Ave Maria, and welcome to episode 11 of Marian Shrines of the World. Ever since their conversion to Christianity, the Irish people have possessed a particularly strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, a devotion they received from St. Patrick. Through many centuries of persecution, the Mother of God's intercession has assisted and comforted the Catholic people of Ireland. The Irish suffered greatly for the one true Catholic faith, but in the 19th century they encountered especially bleak times. True, in 1829 the Catholic Emancipation Act officially ended persecution against Catholics, but persecution against Catholics in Ireland persisted. Ireland experienced potato crop failures several times, including the Great Potato Famine, along with a deadly epidemic of typhoid fever. While the Irish and their children were starving, Catholics were bribed with the promise of food or money if they would apostatize from the ancient faith. With great heroism, most of the Irish Catholics kept the faith. Mary Immaculate, cause of our hope, helped to sustain the persecuted church in Ireland. On the rainy evening of August the 21st, 1879, in the west of Ireland in Knock, located in County Mayo, a tremendous event took place. Several people noticed that a bright light shone over the church of St. John the Baptist and that three figures appeared near the south gable of the church. In all, there were 14 witnesses to the apparition, ranging in age from 6 to 75. Another person observed the bright light over the church from half a mile away, but did not come to the church to investigate the light. And what did they see? They saw the Blessed Virgin Mary, wearing white garments and a brilliant golden crown with a rose under the crown on the forehead. She was prayerfully raising her hands and eyes to heaven. Saint Joseph was on Mary's right with his head respectively inclined towards Mary. St. John the Evangelist was on Mary's left, vested as a bishop, his left hand holding an open book and his right hand raised as in preaching. To the right of St. John, a cross and a lamb were on top of an altar. Flying around the altar were several angels. The figures were bathed in light and stood about 2 feet above the ground. They sometimes receded towards the gable and would then come back again. The witnesses watched the apparition in the pouring rain for approximately 2 hours while reciting the rosary. Through it continued to rain heavily all during this time. No rain fell toward the gable, on the figures, or on the ground beneath the figures. Shortly after the apparition occurred at Knock, both pilgrimages and miracles began. 10 days after the apparition, a young girl, born deaf, was instantly given the gift of hearing when her parents made a pilgrimage to Knock with her. There are at least two unusual features of the apparition at Knock. Our Lady, St. Joseph and St. John kept silent. Mary delivered no verbal message, no reproof, no warning, no request, not even a word of comfort. But her silence spoke eloquently enough. Mary stood in silent solidarity with the greatly oppressed and suffering Irish people. Further, the celestial figure's silence in the presence of the Eucharistic Lamb indicates the kind of reverence that the faithful should render the Eucharistic Lord. The other distinctive feature of this apparition is that so many people, and of all ages, witnessed it. Mary appeared at Knock on the vigil of the Feast of her Immaculate Heart, to remind the Irish that they were close to her heart and to encourage them to persevere in the faith. She came as the Queen of Heaven and Ireland to remind the faithful of the grace and hope which comes from her Son and the perpetual sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Our Lady of Knock came with St. Joseph and St. John to teach all of the faithful the importance of reverential prayer and of sacrifice, especially when united to the Eucharistic sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1979, the 100th anniversary of the apparition, His Holiness John Paul II made a pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady of Knock and stated that it was the goal of his Irish visit. During his visit to the shrine, he raised to the status of basilica the large modern concrete church completed only 3 years earlier. On this occasion, he presented a golden rose, a seldom bestowed token of papal honour and recognition. Mother Teresa of Calcutta visited the shrine in June of 1993. Today, Knock Shrine is an international place of pilgrimage and prayer where over 1.5 million pilgrims come every year. The shrine grounds incorporates 5 churches, including the Apparition Church, Parish Church, Old Church, the Basilica, Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and Chapel of Reconciliation. Other facilities include a religious book centre, caravan and camping park, Knock House and Hotel, and Knock Museum. All of these are set in beautiful landscape gardens of approximately 100 acres, creating an atmosphere of peace and tranquility. Let us note the important presence of St. Joseph, patron of the church. He is spouse of the First Church, Our Blessed Mother, Most Holy, who is the Virgin Made Church. She is the hypostatically united to the Son of God in flesh and the Word with his human nature. Therefore, Joseph, who is the spouse, is after Our Blessed Mother, the one closest to Jesus. He is the caretaker of Jesus' Eucharist, as he was the guard of the little babe in Bethlehem. Because of his spousal rights, Holy Mary, Mother of God, cannot refuse his petitions. Go to Joseph for all your spiritual and physical needs, as he has the key to her Immaculate Heart. And as at Fatima on the 13th of October 1917, chaos is averted when the Father is seen as the protector of the family. Let us make our home another Bethlehem, imitating the Holy Family, which is to be inseparable, and with the Lamb of God, the Blessed Sacrament, as the centre and summit of life, a life given to us by the Blessed Virgin Mother of God, who is the Mother of the Word of the Old Testament and the New, and who is particularly united to the priests as the ewe who gave her little lamb as a sacrifice on Calvary, the sacrifice enacted again at every Holy Mass in an unbloody way. Our Lady of Knock, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Ave Maria.